Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Well, it's that time of year, yes, when we head to the gym, rededicating ourselves to be firm and fit throughout the year. We set goals, but do we really stick to them? Are they even realistic, and are we taking the right approach? If you haven't been to the gym lately but are inspired to do so with the new year, we've got a few tips for you tonight from the experts. Joining us in studio tonight, Cootie Mack, fitness philosopher, certified personal trainer, and nutritionist. And on the phone line is physical trainer Leona Brown, also known as LB Coach. The phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Are there some stumbling blocks in your way stopping you from being fit? Do you go through the same thing, the treadmill, so to speak, every year where you kind of get started and you fall off and then you set your new goals for the next year and the same thing happens? But are you one of those steady goers that can give some of our listeners some advice? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Coach LB, why is it that we wait until January 1st to really get our mindset on getting fit?
I think it's the mantra of new year, new me. It's something that we always do, that fresh start January 1st. It's something that we've done for years now. First day of the year, first day of new goals, first day of new trends. And so we kind of latch on to it and stay motivated in the beginning. And then, of course, as you said earlier, we kind of drop off, you know, as that motivation kind of goes into the sunset.
Cootie Mack, it's almost a tradition, right?
Right.
To say, okay, this year I'm going to do it. It is so difficult that it would seem to me that there would be a cottage industry of Coach LB's and Cootie Mack to kind of help us. Why is it so hard to stay committed to being fit?
Well, all habits require some level of repetition. And a lot of times when people make wholesale decisions, what happens is there's an expectation that they have in terms of circumventing the actual process. Like, I know that I wouldn't just wake up after hanging out New Year's Eve and just jump right in New Year's Day exercising, although I did exercise New Year's Day.
Okay.
But that's because I saw New Year's Day coming a month earlier and said, you know what, in December, I'm going to go ahead and just start on 2020 now. So as long as I got a running start into it, and I did, literally, got a running start into it, started running because weather just happened. You know, climate change has graced us with the opportunity to run in the wintertime in D.C. But getting a head start into my fitness regimen and my rededication, even me as a professional, my rededication – because I know that there's a 21-day process, a three-week process that before things start sticking as a habit. So if I want that, whatever habits I wanted to start in January, I actually started in December. Now, that's not to say to anyone else who hasn't started that, oh my goodness, you know, I'm already behind the eight ball, so let's not start. So what I always encourage people to just remember is that anytime you start, you're starting. So let's say you start today, you fall off tomorrow, start again. Start again. Just try to string together at some point a 21-day run. Not last year, but the year before, I remember even I, again, as the instructor, as the leader, I went and did, and I keep intense stats on myself for research, and I didn't have a 21-day stretch throughout the course of that year. Yet it was one of my healthiest years because I would have like an 11-day stretch, fall off, and then I'll jump back in and try to start again. I kept trying to get to just that 21 straight days. And as long as I was dedicated to getting to a 21 straight day run, even though I didn't hit 21 straight days, you know, I might have like 18, 19, 10, 11 with one or two aberrations that just life presented. But I was always working towards doing it. And as long as you're doing something, you're doing more than you would have been doing if you don't do anything at all.
Coach LB, can we overwhelm ourselves with the goals that we set for being fit? You know, we hear the thing start small, but you want to see kind of results
right quickly.
Is that a problem that sometimes we set our goals maybe too high, and then when we don't reach them, you know, we just kind of stop?
Yeah, it's so true that you're super excited for the beginning of the year, and say for someone you know who wants to run, you know they're gonna I'm gonna run a full marathon, and you know they get out there and they're super excited, and then of course the weather or lack of training and eating, the next thing you know, and Coach said it, that 21 days is turned into 11 days, that 11 days is turned into 5 days, and the next thing you know you're not running at all. So even like for running, why not just put a marathon as a big goal, but then maybe do a 5K first.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're getting that 5K, and it's, oh, man, I really enjoyed myself. Because you want to make fitness fun. You don't want to make it all just. You don't want to make it a task. So, yeah, you have that thought that's going to create that habit. But you got to give yourself a realistic expectation. That's the number one thing. So if you're setting a really, really big goal and it's something that you haven't done before, then you might lose that motivation. But if it's a little bit of a smaller goal, you know, I talk about the SMART, the measurable, those type of goals, you know, do the 5K first, then work up to your 10K, then work up to your half marathon.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Cootie Mac, I must admit that I had said after my last birthday, which was in January, so we're hitting
so
the year,
about so, to, yeah,
that I was going to run a 5K. Mm-hmm. And I was going to match it up to some of my numbers of my age that I won't give out.
Okay.
So that was my goal.
Right.
I didn't make it. I don't know what happened. I had it as this fantasy that I was going to do it. And even when someone told me 5K really isn't even 5 miles,
right.
I don't know, what is it, like
it's
two?
3 miles.
It's 3 miles. Yes. And I said, oh.
And it's my threshold when I work out and when I run.
3 miles.
3 miles, yeah. I mean, I'm starting to do well with it. And the funny thing is, people that have competed with me, against me, whatever, mm-hmm. they say, well, man, you're doing well. When are you going to start running the 10Ks? I'm like,
no.
Never. Like, at least not competitive.
So my question to you is, do I need an LB, a Coach LB, or do I need a Cootie Mac to be my personal trainer to motivate me if I can't do what I said I was going to set out to do a year ago and was determined I was going to do it and it just fell off?
What? There's so many variant degrees of necessity for personal training. There's a lot of information out there. Before I was a personal trainer and nutritionist, I've been an athlete since I was a kid. So I was always a self-starter in that regard. I knew as much as a layperson could know reading Men Fitness magazine and men's journals and watching videos and all that kind of stuff. Now you have the internet apps. But even with that, again, I didn't need the self-motivation, but I know plenty of people who do. You know, who like have been fit before, have been athletes before, but need somebody just to be accountable mm-hmm. to. Or you might just need a one-stop consultation. I do that all the time. I say, look, let's just sit and talk for 2 hours and just let me give you the roadmap. And he say, okay, cool, I'll go. And he check back in with me in 2 weeks. And then if it seems like, okay, I think I need a little bit more than just the information or more than me disseminating and simplifying the information so you can digest it. You know, so there's consultations, there's trainers. It all depends on you being honest with yourself as to how much you can hold yourself accountable, how much you will do without somebody knowing that you got to check in with somebody 2 to 3 times a week for an hour and it's just you in their face for that whole time.
Coach LB, do you find that to be the same with those that you work with?
Yeah, so for my clients and for anybody that I talk to, it's always good to have someone that you can hold accountable. And that one of the things that I ask my clients is, what excites you in fitness? What do you want to do? Because not everybody likes to lift weights. Not everybody likes to run. Not everybody likes to do strength training or things of that nature. So finding out what you like to do, what excites you in fitness is the number one thing, and you're trying to reach your goals. And once you establish that and you're excited about it and you have a passion for it, you're more apt to keep on track to reach that goal. But if you're just going into the gym saying, okay, I just want to go do cardio today. I don't really like cardio, but, you know, I'm going to get on this treadmill. You're not going to stick with it because it's something that you're not passionate about. You're not excited about it.
To Coach LB's point, when I start with a client, one of the first questions I ask them is, have you had a trainer before? And if they say yes, what did you hate about it? What did you love about it? Because there's no need in me repeating these things, you know? So these are the things that make personal training personal. And the good trainers like Coach LB, hopefully like myself, are the ones who actually do that deep dive into your fitness history. You know, what, it's kind of like if someone's dating and you know that they don't like whatever, you know, a certain kind of music, you don't want to turn that music on in the car, so you try to figure out what the likes are, what the dislikes are, what the great experiences are, what are the things that remind them the most about their positive experiences, their wins, and then you want to reinforce that and then throw in what you throw in as an expert.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, our discussion tonight, getting fit for 2020. Again, we're just 2 days in. Have you started already? Are you having some problems getting started, setting your goals? We'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810. Let's go to the phone lines. Sean is standing by with a question or comment. Go right ahead, Sean.
Yes, I just wanted to say wahoo wah to my man, Cootie Mac.
Hey, wahoo wah. NCAA champs.
Who is that? You want to fill us in?
University of Virginia.
University of Virginia.
Oh,
okay, I'm sorry.
Cavaliers.
Wahoos. Okay, I'm a Maryland guy. All right.
Lacrosse champs, too.
Yeah. Well, UVA?
UVA, yes. Yes, yeah. Yes. Right. Yes.
Okay. Good. What's your question, Sean, before we cut you off?
Okay. The real question is, like, I've watched Cootie Mac's videos and stuff, and I was just wondering, is it possible that you can kind of, like, do, like, introductory video, both you and the other guests, that you guys could do like introductory videos to get people like more thinking that they can actually accomplish this goal, like, you know, like, because I've seen Cootie do those push-ups and they look intimidating, so I was wondering, like, could you do like something that you could do to kind of work your way up to get to that?
Sure. Some of those videos, I try to be conscious of that, and thanks for bringing that up, Sean. Some of those videos with my Friday finishers on my Instagram page, I'll have, like, the exercise, and if you watch all the way through, you'll see a modification.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there might be two modifications. Those are steps down but equally effective depending on your acumen. But that said, I will make sure, Sean, that I make sure there's some modifications, and I might even add some extra narratives to it just to explain, okay, if you're not on this level, we'll get you to that level. Because, yeah, there was a really funny viral video that went out with some guys mimicking folks of our ilk that post these videos, and he was just doing this impossibly ridiculous choreographed, you know, tap dance. And I was like, okay, I get it.
And thank you so much. Thank you, Sean, for your question and comment. Coach LB, can social media play a positive role in fitness? You know, how do we use social media to our advantage if we're trying to get fit?
Well, you asked for a positive role. It can be positive and it can be also negative.
Okay.
I'll hit on both sides of the spectrum. It can be positive because there's a lot of different groups out there, running groups, strength training, different trainers out there that are showing different styles of fitness, showing different ways to get fit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a positive thing. There's all types of communities out there. But on the negative side of it, you see a lot of different things that can be intimidating in the fitness world. So, you know, if you're just starting out and you're trying to lose weight and you go on IG and you see all these wonderful shredded bodies and say, you know, you got to do it this way in order to lose this weight. You got to eat this in order to lose this weight. And actually, some of the fitness trends that are out there is not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it can have a positive effect, yes, because there's groups and communities, but it also can have a negative effect if you're not, I would say, tied in. This is when personal training comes in, because then that trainer can motivate you to stay on your goal. So you can't be intimidated by all the different physiques you see out there. You can't be intimidated by what you see someone else eating, because you don't know what their fitness goal is. You don't know what they're trying to achieve. So you really have to stay focused on what you want to accomplish. So social media is a positive tool, but it also can be on the negative spectrum as well.
And a minute before we go to break, Cootie, you know, Coach LB talked about eating and fitness. Can you exercise and still not diet or eat right? Do you have to have both? You know, can I still eat my pizza and stuff as long as I go work out, you know, and all that other good stuff?
That's a great question in terms of eating versus exercise. So I'll say this. Exercise accelerates whatever processes nutrition starts. If you had to pick between one or the other, if you absolutely had to, I would pick nutrition before I would pick exercise. Now, it depends on what your goals are, like Coach LB keeps saying.
Right.
These are personal situations. Somebody might just be trying to shed a little bit of body fat. Mm-hmm. Somebody might be trying to just lose weight. They're just morbidly obese and they just want to get 100 pounds off of them. So mm-hmm. you can lose weight a zillion different ways. You right. can do heroin and lose weight. You might lose teeth. You might lose your friends. You might lose your spouse. You might lose your money. You might lose your life.
You had to throw that in.
But, you know, you could, you know, so you can lose weight a bunch of different ways. But eating healthy, bring it back to the point, eating healthy is how you fuel yourself. Exercise just accelerates that process.
Before we jump to the other side, Coach LB, if folks are listening, how can they get in touch with you if they'd like to find you?
Yes. It's my email, coachlb@conversionfitness.net. And, of course, I'm on social media, IG, Twitter, Facebook. It's all Conversion Fitness.
Gotcha. And Cootie?
I'm on all social media platforms at K-U-T-I-M as in Mary, A-C-K, or on Facebook, BYBD Fitness and Nutrition.
If you are on the phone line, stay right there. Michelle, we will get to you. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. The phone lines are open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm with Angela Stribling in for Jeff Brown is next on 96.3 WHUR.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about fitness in the new year, getting it tight and right. It is 2020. That means it is time. That's a lot of alliteration sounding there. But get fit, right? This is the time to do it. It's the new year. We're 2 days in, and we have the experts in studio and on the phone line to help us with how to get in shape. We probably go about this every year, but it's never too late to start. In studio with us is Cootie Mack, fitness philosopher, certified personal trainer, and nutritionist. And on the phone line is physical trainer Leona Brown. She is also known as Coach LB. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're looking for some advice, this is the time to get it because it's free. If you have some advice to offer, let us hear it. Maybe some others who are out there can use what you've done or maybe some of your mistakes and how you've corrected those. We'd like to hear from you. Again, the phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Cootie, when we went to break, you know, you said something interesting. If we had to choose between eating right and working out, if you had to choose, it's better to make sure, right, that you eat right.
Yes.
Are there certain things we should be eating once we start working out or things that we should definitely be staying away from? Or is everything moderation? I know I'm giving you a lot there.
Moderation is a cop-out.
Oh, I like that word, though, because that still means I can eat my Reese cup if I work out. And that's why you said that, right?
That's why we have this forum now. That's why we have it every single year, right? Right. So 70%. 70% of the diseases that the major diseases that afflict Americans, not just black people, mm-hmm. not just white people, not Hispanics, not Asians, Americans, 70% can all be traced back to what we are feeding ourselves. Change what you eat and you immediately change your life.
But that also means, Coach LB, I've got to educate myself, right, on what I'm eating and what I should be eating, and that's work. Yes?
Yes. You need to be educated on what you're consuming on a daily basis. But let's be honest, you know, if you don't know what you're looking for and you're reading those food labels, you get very discouraged.
Yes.
There's a lot of big words mm-hmm. in a food label when you're going shopping. I always tell my clients, stay away from the middle aisles.
Okay.
Don't go to the middle aisles.
What's there?
That's all the processed food.
Okay.
When you shop, you want to shop on the outer exterior of any type of food market that you go to.
Hmm.
And this is once again where those who are nutrition coaches and experts in the fitness world. They can help you to learn how to read food labels and know exactly what you're eating, what percentage of fat, of carbs, of proteins that you're getting, and understanding, you know, what I teach my clients, the first five ingredients in the food labels, what you need to look for.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then and all the ones that you can't pronounce, you probably don't need to be eating that. Because if you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't be putting it into your body. That's what I tell all of my clients.
So those first five, are they simple for us to know?
Depends on what you're eating.
Well, anything for me, if you're looking for, you know, if it's water-based or you're looking for anything that ends in O's, you already know it's going to be sugar in it.
Uh-oh.
High fructose, corn syrup, sucrose, fructose, glucose, all of those. Anything that ends in O's, it's going to be sugar in it.
Okay.
But those five first ingredients will tell you what is in that food that you're consuming, especially if it's processed. But we want to stay away from the processed foods. You want to get the nice fresh produce, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. Those are the things that you want to be putting into your body.
All right, but Cootie, I hear Coach LB, but I've also heard eating well, fresh fruit, vegetables can be expensive. And so, therefore, for those of us maybe who are on a tight income, maybe we can't eat as well as we should, or is that a cop-out also?
That's a cop-out. Now, what I will say is a real thing is depending on the economic situation in your geographic area, there may be limited grocery stores versus liquor stores, etc. But that aside, it does not have to be expensive to eat food. Eat healthy food. Mm-hmm. Every single grocery store has an app, and that app is encouraging you to shop with that store.
Sure.
And that app will make a profile based on what your purchases are, mm-hmm. and then give you specific discounts per what you buy. They laugh at me at the grocery store all the time because they say nobody comes to the store with more produce discounts than I do. That being said, we're complaining about how much a $5 bag of kale costs. Google what an angioplasty costs. Google what diabetic amputation costs. Google what high blood pressure medications cost. And make your decision. $5 is not that much.
Absolutely not.
You make it sound so simple.
Because it is.
So easy. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. That's why you're the expert. That's why you're in shape. Let's go to the phone lines. And Michelle is calling from the district. Go right ahead, Michelle, with your question or comment.
Hi. Good evening. I have a huge comment, and I want to say you all are doing such a fabulous job that I don't even want to talk anymore. I'm just going to sit on the phone and listen.
Thank you.
I'm a registered dietitian, and I'm also a former group fitness instructor and personal trainer that's from the Washington, D.C. area, and I want to agree with everything that they are saying.
Mm-hmm.
I like what they asked about people not having the funds to be able to afford to make the changes, mm-hmm. and like he said, that's not a cop-out, and so they know where to go, but they have better resources than some of us middle-income folks,
mm-hmm.
because they do have these the farmers markets and a lot of managed care organizations give out free fruit. I know Martha's Table has a pantry that's open to the communities where they can go and get the fresh fruits and vegetables. So definitely staying on top of the fruits and vegetables is definitely a huge component of making that change, shifting away from processed foods over to more whole foods,
Michelle, mm-hmm. you found it difficult to convince people to make the shift? Or
let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hmm.
I want to tell you all that our people out there are trying to change.
Yep.
They are trying to get away from drinking and eating a lot of animal products. They are trying to eat more fruits and vegetables, not only for their families and children, and I got to give them, they are trying. There are some obstacles, huge, is getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these managed care organizations, like they do provide cab fares or the Uber now to help them get there. So if you have a managed care organization, they need to get up with them to find out about that, number one, resource. And two, a lot of them have cooking classes and healthy workshops to help people make changes. And the people are going and they're learning and they're trying and they're committed. And I do want to pat them on their back. I work with women, infants, and children and seniors. And if produce is getting out into the communities, and let me get back to the fitness. that fitness game ain't no joke. If you ever play Monopoly, you got that card called the Get Out of Jail Free Card. Mm-hmm. Exercise is your Get Out of Jail Free Card. Yes. It is your safety net while you navigate the waters of eating right, which takes a long time, like we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You almost have to have your PhD. I'm still behind the eight ball because stuff is changing so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Is get with the fitness. Get with it, stick with it, swim with it, box with it, Zumba with it, dance with it, just get it.
Well, thank you.
And the Parks and Recreation have free memberships for all D.C. residents.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you are a wealth of information, Michelle. Okay. Thank you. For...
All I can say is y'all keep up the good work and don't stop, get it, get it.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Let's go to Jamie, who has been waiting on the phone line, calling from Virginia. Go right ahead, Jamie.
Hi. So I've been listening to you all for a while. I had just decided to switch to a plant-based diet.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being, I watched Game Changers on Netflix this past weekend, and I am a professional bodybuilder. I just earned my pro card last year. And
Congratulations. Thank you.
And granted, I only had two shows. They both, the judges said the same thing. You have to be more lean. And I'm like, what? And after watching Game Changers, I saw how, you know, chicken, pigs, cows, they get their, that's where they get it from. They get it from plants and everything. So I'm just really trying to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do. I am. I don't eat a lot of beef. I'm not really a beef person. I do eat a lot of chicken, you know, chicken breast and turkey. But now that I've decided to switch to a plant-based diet, and I'm all about fitness. I train 6 days a week. My next show is in May. Mm-hmm. So I train 6 days a week between 2 to 3 hours.
So,
and I'm actually studying to become a personal trainer because I have so many people. I'm telling you, y'all look at my Facebook page, you'll know what I'm talking about.
So Jamie, I want to drill down, though. So you had a specific question about what...
So with the plant-based diet, what is like the difference between like with organic and like, is there a difference from, I don't know if I should stick strictly with organic, or can I get like just the regular that's, because I know there's like, it has pesticides and things of that nature. I just want to say, like, nutrition is an essential key, but I want to make sure I'm putting the right type of plants in my body and not with the extra stuff.
Okay, Coach LB, why don't you take a shot at that first?
Okay, first of all, congratulations on getting your pro card. I train competitors, so I know what it takes to get there.
Yes.
I have a competitor. She's strictly almost plant-based, but she's just a little bit of a pescatarian. But so when you're thinking about getting your produce and getting your vegetables, you know, a lot of times when they think of organic versus not organic, it is about, you know, the chemicals that are used.
Mm-hmm.
The cows, are they naturally fed, you know, without having all those chemicals put into their food, put into the grass. So that's the difference in there. And it's a little more expensive, but if you go to your local farmer market, we said it earlier in the community, you can get some really good produce and vegetables there as well. And so that you already know it's going to be organically grown. Sometimes when you go into supermarkets, you kind of just don't know, but your local farmer's market in the community is a good resource tool to go get your fruits and your vegetables.
Okay.
I'll make that transition. Yes.
Cootie.
Okay.
Yes, and congrats on your pro card for sure.
Thank
you. Is amazing. That is phenomenal. Now,
it is.
And I love your swag too. So here's the deal. Like I mentioned earlier, grocery stores, including the Whole Foods and all those people, moms, they all have organic options. If for some reason, and they have incentives for you to continue buying what you already buy. So as you buy organic, you will get discounts on organic. Now, if for some reason that still proves to be too costly, there are certain vegetables that you can wash. So if you take like either a veggie wash or the natural way, you take some non-pasteurized, unfiltered apple cider vinegar, put it in some water, and then wash your vegetables and fruits that way. That's a way to kind of cut that cost if indeed the cost is still prohibitive to you in terms of going organic versus non-organic.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm learning something else new about apple cider vinegar.
Yes. Yeah, apple cider vinegar is like gosh, this is God's elixir.
You can do everything with that, right?
Yes.
Put it down your drain, unclog the drain.
Everything.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for your call and all of the technical talk of the certification you have. I don't know what that means, but
good luck in May.
But I heard it sounds really good. And good luck with everything you're doing.
Thank you. God bless. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, Jamie.
Bye bye.
If we can be before we have to take a quick break. I want to ask about having a partner or a workout partner or a dieting partner, and especially when you're talking about your mate and how that plays into things, right? That can be sometimes good or problematic, right? If you're fit and the other one's not, or you're progressing further than the other one, how do you handle Cootie? I'll get to you next, Coach.
So my wife, when I met her, workout warrior, worked out way more than I did. She likes to work out a certain way. We've gone through modes where, I don't know if we were married, but definitely when we were engaged, where she asked me to train her. And I would have to take that beautiful ring off her finger, keep it in my possession for that hour, us train, and then look her dead in the eye, make sure we're still cool, and then I give her the ring back. But in all seriousness, she likes to exercise different ways than I do. She likes to spin. I don't. She's really into classes. I'm not. So in that regard, a lot of times just method-wise, we don't match.
Coach, I'm going to give you a chance to jump in on that. We're just, the music's playing, so we got to take a quick break. We'll get to that and a couple of more issues I wanted to hit, shakes and making stuff yourself. And you kind of sort of, you know, can we do that? Mm-hmm. I want to do that.
Okay.
I don't know how to do it. I don't know where to go. And that's why we have you two here.
I got you.
And it's free.
Gotcha.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Getting fit for 2020. That's our conversation tonight on Insight. We'll be right back after this timeout. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher, and this is the Insight segment. And tonight our focus is fitness, getting tight and right for 2020, and eating well. It just doesn't mean going to the gym. Our experts here say you really should do both. I mean, you can do one or the other, but it's best to do both. And if you got to do one, make sure you eat right. And I would contend that's probably the hardest one. Phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our guest tonight is Cootie Mack, and on the phone line is Leona, Coach L.B. Brown. Coach L.B., before we went to break, I'd ask Cootie about, you know, having a partner that you're working out with, and maybe specifically if you're a couple and you're both trying to eat right and get fit, but yet one is sort of exceeding the other, can that be problematic? And how do you make it work where it's beneficial for both people, especially if we, you know, we talk about a couple that's trying to work out together?
Oh, good. I'm glad you asked that. With anything as a couple, you first want, before you even get to the gym, you want to sit down and talk about it.
You want to just,
it's almost, you know, hey, this is my level. This is your level. This is where I'm trying to get to. And if we're a couple, we're doing things together. I definitely want you to help me on my fitness journey, but there's got to be some boundaries that have to be set.
Okay.
You know, because everybody's training at a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and sometimes people, you know, don't know how to separate their relationship from the work.
Right.
And so you talk about that beforehand and maybe give like a safe word, you know, if your partner's like pushing too much, like, hey, you know, I don't know if it's safe word. I don't know what your safe word would be. So be to set the boundaries. And then it is, you know, when you're training in the gym and, you know, and the testosterone is gone and the estrogen is getting puffed up, what you do in the gym is what you do in the gym, you know. So if your partner got a little bit excited, don't bring that home and start an argument, because you want to keep, you want to make fitness fun for each other because you're thinking about the longevity. And if your partner may be a little bit more advanced than you are, then the partner knows, hey, I'm here for you. I'm coming alongside to you to motivate you and help you, because we said for better or for worse, through sickness and in health. And I want you to be healthy. I don't want you to be sick. And then, most of all, positive motivation, not critiques.
Right.
Got to be positive. Right. You know, in coaching, it's constructive criticism, but it's also being positive. You really have to be positive with your partner. And that's one of the things as trainers, you know, when individuals are coming in, really just starting out on their fitness journey, it's positivity. We want to make sure that we keep them coming back.
Yep, got it.
So it's the same thing with your partner. You don't want your partner to go train out with you day one and then you don't see them for the rest of the year.
Right. And Cootie, we've talked so much, too, about, you know, what you eat and how you eat and dieting, too, you know, not just eating right, but some folks, you know, have to diet and they're trying to lose weight.
Right.
And there are a lot of different things out there, right? And the keto diet is out there. Can you talk a little bit about that? Do you see that as a good thing, problematic? What's your opinion?
Diets in general, I think most people realize that diets in general are short-term fixes and they're not lifestyle changes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So anytime you have something associated with a diet, I understand. Like, people want to package things and people want to simplify.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants a shortcut, especially nowadays. Their time is money. Now, that said, with the keto diet, in a nutshell, what they do is they say, cut out your carbs, cut out sugars, replace them with fat. Do they get into the nuts and bolts of the different kinds of fats that are out there? Saturated fats, monosaturated fats, unsaturated fats, trans fats? No. So what happens is that's a dicey proposition, because what you're trying to get your body into, I look at it more from, like Coach LB was saying, for more a positive thing. As opposed to saying, cut this out, just say, okay, look, why don't you eat this. Mm-hmm. This has a positive effect. If you eat on program, like I like to call it, because I love food. So, I mean, I don't eat it all, but I would be lying to you if I said that I don't remember what it was like to enjoy certain foods that are off program. So vilifying food is a easy way to alienate your partner, like LB was saying. Even as trainers, our clients are our partners. So basically, we have multiple partners.
Absolutely.
And so basically what happens is I tell them what to eat as opposed to what not to eat.
Right.
And I try to be clear with them that when I'm telling them to eat something, it is at the expense of some of that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you focus on what you can do, what you like within a certain spectrum of healthy foods, what you'll find is your body will adapt and your body will start to be more attuned to being nutritiously fed, and it'll naturally start to shun the sugars and the bad foods. Or even if you do dip over to that side, you'll find that your body will respond to it a whole different way than it used to. Also, you taste food a lot better when you eat a lot less sugar.
Right.
All of a sudden, you can know when to say when.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. So moderation will come when you're chemically balanced, because your body just won't even desire it.
Yeah, because I can imagine sugar is addictive.
We're all sugar addicts. Mm-hmm. And let me just, as quickly as I can tell you, sugar is responsible for 60% of the transatlantic slave trade.
Mm-hmm.
All the atrocities that are associated with slavery. If you go to the National Museum,
that's right,
there's my favorite exhibit. Because I used to tell people this, they didn't believe me. Then the museum came. There's this big pile of white powder.
Mm-hmm.
What's it look like to you? Cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Before you knew what sugar was, somebody just came and gave you this thing, and it tasted sweet and gave you energy.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you just felt better, but then you crashed. So what you need to do, you have to get more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds a lot like, matter of fact, if you look at a brain scan of somebody when they do cocaine, it'll kind of highlight a couple synapses in the brain. When somebody's on sugar, it looks like a fireworks show. Sugar hits your brain harder than cocaine. Sugar is legal and tastes sweet and is cute and candy, but sugar will kill you.
It will kill you. And the other thing, too, is I'm going to throw this monkey wrench in there. I do not like the word diet.
Okay.
I don't use the word diet.
I've heard that. I've heard some.
First three letters in the word diet is what?
Die.
All right.
So I say we're meal planning. We're planning to eat our meals.
Yes.
Because you said about short, there are no quick fixes, there are only lifestyle changes.
Yep.
So society has made everything so fast for us. You know, it's got to be to work early in the morning, so let's get the McDonald's, let's get the Wendy's, let's get things that are said to be economic.
Right.
But when you say diet, that means you're taking something out of your body system that your body system needs.
Mm-hmm.
And after, yes, your body will seemingly reap the benefits of these fad diets that are out there, but after a while, your body's going to need certain nutrients that you have taken out consistently. So we hear that word balance, and we hear that word moderation. And once you start eating cleaner, And same thing as Coach K. I don't want to butcher your name, so I'm going to say Coach K.
Okay.
as soon as you start changing your mentality about what you're eating and putting into your body will talk back to you and say, hey, I want the good stuff instead of the bad stuff.
Think about this. When it comes to moderation, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't even like pretzels and there's a bag of pretzels on the table or at the air or on the plane,
mm-hmm.
you find yourself eating pretzels and just eating pretzels and eating pretzels and eating pretzels. Why? Because it's sugar and salt.
Salt, right.
Now, if someone put a 5-pound bowl of strawberries in front of you and you like strawberries
mm-hmm.
and they said eat as many as you like, there's going to come a point in time where you just stop. Someone gives you 3 gallons of water and says drink until you have no more. Until you can't drink anymore,
mm-hmm.
you'll drink some water, and if you're healthy and everything, mm-hmm. you'll drink some water. And at some point, you'll stop. They put 3 gallons of lemonade in front of you; you'll drink all of it.
Probably kill it.
Yeah, you destroy it.
Right.
So those are addictive behaviors,
mm-hmm.
but we're not addicted to nutrition.
Right.
When you get enough nutrition, your body says enough. But your body never says off when it comes to sugar.
I know that's
salt,
right. Because if you sit
fat.
Some butter pecan in front of me,
you will eat it until
me that pint.
You'll eat
right
it until
now.
I will eat the whole
you
thing.
You will eat it until I will eat it until.
I know. My wife says, "Will you please scoop that and put it in a cup?" Because if you sit there with that pint, you're going to eat it.
You won't finish it. But you don't do that with broccoli.
The music is playing, and I know that you wanted to get into why you should know why you're getting started, right?
Yes.
Why you want to exercise. So you kind of give it to me in about 20 seconds. If you can.
Know your why. If you actually get to the heart of the honest reason why you want to get in shape, it makes it a lot easier for you to focus on getting in shape. If you just want to get in shape just because it sounds sexy to do, you'll give up before January 19th.
So write it down.
Write it down. Put a picture of it. Have it on your phone.
Coach LB, any last comments? And again, give us your contact information going out.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. Whatever your goal is, whatever that why is, put it on the mirror when you wake up and go to the bathroom. Put it on the door as you're getting ready to go out to work.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in your car as you're pulling your sun visor down, putting your makeup on, doing what you're doing, so that you can constantly saturate yourself with it each and every day.
Yep.
But my contact information is coachlb@conversionfitness.net. Send me an email, guys. Love to hear from you.
And Cootie Mac?
Yep. DM me at Cootie Mac, KUTIMACK, or hit me on Facebook, BYBD Fitness and Nutrition.
He is Cootie Mac, fitness philosopher, certified personal trainer and nutritionist, and she is Leona Coach LB Brown, master trainer, physical trainer, and all-knowing on nutrition and health and bodybuilding, we found out tonight.
Happy New Year.
Thank you all so much. Enjoyed the conversation. I am inspired. Yes, that's the Daily Drum on HR, and I mean that, on HR Voices,
awesome.
Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Thursday, January 2nd. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. The Connection is next. Have a great night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own is for you and you alone. That's all. That's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter's night. That's all. That's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. But all I have are these arms to enfold you and love. you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear. You'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's